listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. All Australian states have been urged to lift the age of criminal responsibility. A secret report's been released recommending they increase the minimum age to 14. School leavers in New South Wales have gotten a sneak peek at their end-of-year exam results this morning. An error allowed some HSE students to access them early, which were not supposed to be released until Thursday. An investigation is underway. The Medibank website and app are back up and running after an overhaul of its cybersecurity. The health insurer temporarily shut down its IT systems overnight to give it a good look over after the recent hack that impacted almost 10 million customers' data. Russian President Vladimir Putin has hinted more prisoner swaps with the US are possible. It follows the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner, who was exchanged for Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout. Griner has arrived home and was taken straight to a medical facility in Texas.
Are other exchanges possible? Yes, everything is possible. This is the result of negotiations and the search for compromise. In this case, compromise was found. We do not refuse to continue this work in the future.
That translation thanks to the ABC. And a heads up to novice astronomers. The European Space Agency is asking Aussies to help them find a mystery asteroid with the Southern Hemisphere to get the best view of its approach on Thursday. Things got a bit messy in Argentina's quarterfinal with the Netherlands at the FIFA World Cup this morning. The Argentinians led the way by 2 goals until the Dutch scored a late double, taking it to extra time.
Unbelievable. 2-2. When have you ever seen anything like that?
On SBS there, a midfielder then booted the ball at the Dutch bench, sparking an all-in brawl with a record-breaking 48 fouls and 16 yellow cards dished out. Argentina eventually came out on top in the penalty shootout 4-3 and will go on to face Croatia in the semis. Well, as we tried to watch back home, many of us were left disappointed, venting our frustration on Twitter as SBS On Demand crashed.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.